I mean, you think of the absurdity of these Satanists and the fact that they say that they don't believe in Satan, but they're advocating for Satanism. That's like being a Christian and not even believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, how weird is that? How whacked of an idea is that? We're dealing with some of the most delusional people out there, folks. And these delusional folks are trying to spread their delusion to little children. They're trying to tell them that there's more than two genders, which is factually false. It is not true. There are only male chromosomes and female chromosomes, male bones, female bones, etc. There is only male and female.
Hail Lilith! Hail Satan!
Hail Satan! Thank you for inviting me to participate in this National Day of Prayer. And to the state of Idaho, look what you've done, inviting prayer into your secular halls. To be fair, I am an atheist activist who doesn't believe in gods or devils, and neither does the Satanic Temple. But in the spirit of this day, here we go. Let's all bow our heads, whether we agree to or not, and join in the verse of the Satanic Prayer. Hear our Satan Prayer.
Hear our Satan Prayer.
Our Anti-Nicene Creed.
Our Anti-Nicene Creed.
Hear our Satan Prayer.
Hear our Satan Prayer.
For the coming of seed.
For the coming of seed.
Hear our Satan Prayer.
Hear our Satan Prayer.
Unholy Ghost, Overlord and Taker of Life.
Unholy Ghost, Overlord.
Now, how did that feel to the folks who are not Satanists?
The reason that they do this is because they hate fact. They hate statistics. They hate truth. They even hate science. I just have one message to them. Just the darkness that you put on and the dark look that you have shows who your father really is and the ideas that you're actually trying to peddle. Darkness is associated with death. All those who hate me love death, the Bible says. All those who hate God love darkness and death.
I thought it would be fitting. I've got my new shirt from the Satanic Temple on, Hellfire Club. Satan is just, in my opinion, the best character in the Bible, the one who frees us from the tyranny of God. He's a character who never lies.